a hearing very soon. And perhaps we'll have this, you know, finally determined, you know, by the Supreme Court, which, you know, we'll see how they interpret the Constitution. But it's very clear. The separation of powers is extraordinarily clear, that you can't be a public employee and serve in the state legislature, period. I don't really know how you can interpret it any differently than that.
It's hard to nuance what's there in black and white in our Constitution.
Right.
It's just incredible. Megan, what are you writing about this week? You got anything coming up?
Well, it's been a little bit slow. Of course, it's slow news week. However, I am working on something. It's just going to take me a little while. I've kind of nicknamed it the homeless industrial complex. And what this is basically, I think, one of the biggest and largest graft operations that the government has taken on behalf of taxpayers, whereby they have diverted, for example, in Washoe County, they've spent $120 million on less than 1,000 homeless people. Where did all that money go? We have tents up here. We have tents. They're like white circus tents. And then you have all of these grifters that are getting all of these, that are, you know, homeless advocacy groups, you know, that basically say we're going to help the homeless. And they get millions of dollars. And they're all somehow politically connected. So their nonprofits get millions of dollars. They're being extraordinarily well paid. And yet our homeless problem keeps getting worse. So it's been a little bit of a labor of love to kind of unpackage and peel back the onion on what I think is just a corrupt scheme. And it's just another opportunity for the government to basically hijack taxpayer dollars and pay off their friends and family with our money instead of actually addressing the problem of homelessness.
Megan,
it's a huge slush fund.
Yeah. I was just going to ask, is there a means of accountability for these either NGOs or nonprofits, whatever you want to call them?
Well, you would think so, but not that I can find. So, you know, you would think like, okay, well, we had 450 homeless people, let's just say, last month. We've given you $1 million over the last 6 months. How many homeless people do we have now? Oh, we have 400. Oh, okay, great. So, you know, you're actually doing some good work. You got 50 people off the streets. There's nothing like that. Zero. It's your typical government bureaucracy, what this homeless industrial complex is. It's turned into a government. I mean, look what California, and what kind of tipped me off was the billions of dollars that California has spent, right? And their homeless problem has only gotten worse. Well, what is the left chirping about now? Well, it's homelessness. Well, maybe it's because of, oh, I don't know, inflation. Maybe it's because no one is educated enough in Nevada to even get a job. I don't know if you saw my last article, but only 20% of graduates are literate in math. So tell me how there's an 80% graduation rate.
Unbelievable.
So no wonder why we have a homeless problem, because we're graduating kids who are completely illiterate, who can't get a job. Good luck getting a job at Starbucks.
Well,
so, you know, it's just kind of it's a labor of love, and it's just kind of peeling back the onion and trying to find all of this money, and it will be done.
I can't wait to see that article. Megan, if folks want to check you out, what you're writing about, what you're talking about, where can they go?
Oh, and I'm sorry. We also have another $200 million that supposedly Lombardo and the Democrats worked on to give to homelessness. $200 million.
Oh, you're making me angry.
So we got TheNevadaGlobe.com, at the Nevada Globe on Twitter, at Nevada Globe on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find me there.
Megan, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again next week. No, in fact, we might do it. No, we won't do it. We won't do it because we got 4th of July.
I will not be working on 4th of July.
And neither will I. So that's
good.
Two of us. Hey, have a great 4th of July. We'll talk again, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Yeah, we will be on Best Of next Tuesday. And kind of the interviews, the shows that you may have missed. We do that on those big holidays. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:32 here on this July 3rd, a very, very warm July 3rd. We do have a few accidents there on the surface streets to look out for. Warm Springs at Gillespie. Also an accident in Maryland at Bridger. Downtown, Windmill at Eastern. Also do expect some Heavy volumes on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor. It's probably going to be busy the next couple of days with the 4th of July. You'll be touching the brakes there. 15 south of Flamingo. Interstate 15 northbound past Sunset as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium. Very slow through that corridor. And restrictions continue on Charleston Boulevard between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
Tearing deep out in the center, and that ball's out of here! Mickey Moniak goes to dead center.
The call on the Angels Radio Network, 5-2 the win over the Diamondbacks. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout homered in the same game for the 30th time this season. The Angels earning the win despite 12 strikeouts from Arizona starter Zach Gallen. The Mets beat the Giants 8-4. Pete Alonso hit a two-run homer in the rain hours after making his third All-Star team. Alex Wood suffered the loss. He gave up five runs, four of them earned in 1 2/3. The Royals beat the Dodgers 9-1 on Sunday. Nicky Lopez matched a career best with four RBI. Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. drove in two runs each. They finally wrapped up a series win. They had been winless in their previous 12 series. Tony Gonsolin suffered the loss for the Dodgers. He allowed four runs on six hits over 3 2/3. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
Your home is the place where you know your loved ones are secure. But the things that keep your home protected can't keep pests at bay. That's where Raid comes in. For 60 years, Raid scientists have worked to protect people around the world. With trusted research, ingredients, testing standards, and product efficacy, Raid seeks to create a better future for all. Especially the ones you love most. Raid. Protection for all.
50% off everything is yours for a limited time through July 6th during the Endless Summer event at Banana Republic Factory. Celebrate the season with linen suiting, breezy dresses, timeless neutrals, and more. Only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Attention small business owners. Did you know you may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID? A 10-minute call to Omega Accounting Solutions could save you thousands. Call 800-300-9ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want you to hear Jesse Waters from last night. Jesse Waters, by the way, is moving into September 17th, I believe it is. Is it July 17th? Maybe it may be July 17th. But it's coming up that he's going to move into the Tucker Carlson slot. But I thought it was great last night. He was talking about the White House press corps, which is now, by the way, fully engaged in the Hunter Biden scandal and the investigation and the whole thing. They're finally starting to ask questions about it. This was Jesse Waters. This is Cut 4. And this was last night on Fox.
All three broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, devoted serious airtime to the Biden scandal.
The lead IRS agent investigating Hunter Biden telling Congress they uncovered evidence the president's son pressured a potential Chinese business partner to move ahead with the deal by invoking his father.
If true, this would seem to contradict comments from President Biden that he was not involved in his son's business deals.
Karine Jean-Pierre told me, I have not spoken to the president about that. I asked her, do you plan to? Can you get us that answer? And she said, Chuck, no, I don't plan to speak to him about this, and I don't plan to address this from the podium.
Wow.
And which in many ways creates more questions about this issue.
So why is this happening now, all of a sudden? Well, a week ago, Chuck Todd was still convinced the laptop was Russian disinformation. So what set the press off? Well, it was a combination of Hunter's plea deal and two explosive IRS whistleblowers. A text message, Hunter Biden threatening China, while Joe Biden was in the room, saying they would face consequences if they didn't pay the Bidens millions of dollars. This is a stunning piece of hard evidence that even the most liberal reporter can't ignore. Plus, the fact that several eyewitnesses say that Biden's Justice Department obstructed the Hunter prosecution, even tipping Hunter off to search warrants and blocking felony charges and running out the clock on statute of limitations. So you're looking at blatant corruption at the highest level of the administration. But what Washington really can't stand is the appearance of corruption. They're all corrupt, but they go to great lengths to hide it. So when Joe Biden invites Hunter to a state dinner Thursday night, 48 hours after he pled guilty to tax evasion and gun charges, Washington said, whoa, Joe, you're making it hard to defend you. Tell Hunter to keep the tux in the closet. What are you doing having him rub elbows with Attorney General Merrick Garland in the middle of a plea deal scandal?
You think it was appropriate for Hunter Biden to be at the same event as the Attorney General Merrick Garland was in the same week he accepted a plea deal?
You know, I think as the president explains, that's his son.
You understand the perception issue of something
yes,
like that, though?
Yes, I do.
And do you wish that perception were different?
You always wish there were different perceptions, but that's not reality.
We know we're making progress when the media is covering the perception of a scandal. We're almost there. Now, how do I know Joe Biden's an intelligence op? Well, because he lets Hunter throw a wedding at the White House while under federal investigation and then brings him to a state dinner after he blocks felony charges. The only way you do that is because you know you can get away with doing that.
Jesse Waters is a budding superstar on Fox News, and he's moving into the Tucker Carlson slot. I just think that's wonderful. Stick around, more to do. There are new allegations against the Biden crime family. You're never going to guess what this is about. John Solomon, investigative reporter, has the very latest. We'll let you hear what he has to say. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry and a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Gotcha! Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you've noticed, there is more and more evidence, mounting evidence, that there is something really rotten in the state of Denmark, as they say. It is really a horrible deal what has been going on. New allegations against the Biden crime family. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. John Solomon is an investigative reporter and broke the new allegations. This is cut two, by the way, against the Biden crime family. It's really bad stuff. And the dumb thing is it's getting worse. And now even the fake news media is starting to cover it. This was John Solomon last night on Fox.
You went into chapter, verse, and detail. You and I have been on the same page on a lot of these issues. Put it all together. The Durham report, the 1023 report, the IRS whistleblowers, everything we know about FISA 2016, destroyed emails. It looks like it just never ends, John.
Yeah, listen, there's not any doubt now. There was a whole of government effort, multiple agencies, the FBI, the Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's offices, the IRS, and the intelligence community to protect Joe Biden's viability to be president in 2020. And it manifests itself in so many ways. And the flip side of it is to sully Donald Trump's chances at reelection. And let's just take some real irrefutable things that are now sitting out in the open because of the great work of Jim Jordan and James Comer and Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson and people like that who've worked for 4 years to get this in front of the American people. When the FBI got a tip from the Associated Press that Paul Manafort had a locker with evidence in it, they were able to get a search warrant and raid it within a few short days. When the IRS agents and the FBI agents learned that Hunter Biden had his new business records moved to a storage locker, they met the standard for a probable cause to meet a search warrant, and they were turned down. When the FBI wanted to interview anyone they wanted in Russia collusion, no matter their level of credibility, they did it. But when the IRS agents went to try to interview several people, they were told, you can't ask questions about Joe Biden, and no, you can't interview those people, including Joe Biden's grandchildren, Hunter Biden's children. Why? They wanted to ask him, did you charge some of your personal expenses on Hunter Biden's credit card, and did that become a tax deductible improper expense for Hunter Biden's company? And they were told, it's not in your career interest to interview Joe Biden's grandchildren. That's the example that we see day in and day out. Charges. They recommended charges. Career people up and down the ladder recommended a much more sweeping indictment. And the U.S. attorneys came back and said, no, in Washington and L.A., two political appointees, something that Merrick Garland swore didn't happen. And I'm going to give you one last one. I know everyone's focused on the text message, and it is an important piece of evidence. There's another piece of evidence. And when the president today made his comments, he's essentially calling one of his friends a liar, because Rob Walker, a very close Biden family friend, told the FBI in a 302 report, I've seen the actual language in it. It's also mentioned by the whistleblowers. And in that meeting, he said Joe Biden absolutely met with the Chinese business partners and Hunter Biden in 2017, right around the time of that text message. So even Joe Biden's friends are calling it out, and Joe Biden can't tell the truth. And with all that evidence, still the FBI and the IRS can't bring more serious charges than a couple of misdemeanors.
All right. You also have some other news tonight you wanted to break. House Judiciary confirms that a report on the DHS censorship, and that they outsourced, the Mayorkas' DHS outsourced censorship.
Yeah. Starting in the Trump administration and continuing into the Biden administration, Homeland Security Department extended its authority to start surveilling Americans' opinions on social media and then outsourcing a job of actually getting them censored with big tech to third-party groups. They did so, according to the report, extra-constitutional, meaning it's unconstitutional to have done what they did. And then when you and I started reporting on this, if this sounds familiar to people, we talked about this on your show last year, when the Congress started asking questions about it, according to this report, a cover-up went on. They started removing evidence from public view so that the trail of how the censorship worked could not be easily found. That, according to the Weaponization Committee, chaired by Jim Jordan, firms a lot of the stuff that we talked about on this show over the last year related to government censorship and big tech censorship.
John Solomon, one of the smartest dudes I know of relative to breaking news. It's great stuff. And in particular, in the Joe and Hunter Biden crime family syndicate, there is a lot of great news that's been breaking just over the last couple of days. And we understand that there are going to be more bank records released. There's going to be more text release, all kinds of stuff that's going to be coming out over the, well, really by the end of the week, before the first of next week. And it's going to be damning for Joe Biden, for Hunter Biden. That's what we're being told by the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. It's really, really bad stuff. Coming up in our next hour, very excited. Paul Enos, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association, and one of the things we're going to talk with him about is the legislature, which just closed down a couple of weeks ago. What did they do to hurt the trucking industry? It seems like they're always a target. They're always a victim of the legislature, the Democrat-controlled legislature. And this year probably is no different. I'll be interested to see what he thinks about what happened over the course of 129 days with the two extra sessions, the special sessions. And I can't wait to find out what he thinks about what's going on in the presidential race. We've got all these candidates, and we've got a presidential primary, the preference. They call it the presidential preference primary on February 6th. It is like just around the corner. So make sure you stay with us. We're going to have that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.